can each go around and just say two sentences about yourself, and I'm happy if anyone doesn't know why they're on the board, I'm happy to explain what I see your role as. So anyway, I'm Holden, and you all know me. Bob?
I'm Bob Elliott. Work at Bridgewater. I work with Holden. Got involved in this general area through AIDS advocacy, international AIDS advocacy, where I started a nonprofit, and so that's sort of what drew me to this issue, particularly the disease and developing world piece of it.
And Bob also was one of the original eight members of GiveWell, and I would rank him number three out of eight, with the other ones being me and Ellie. So I think he, like, because of the work he's done, the amount of time he's spent, as well as just his understanding, like, I think he, you know, is one of the best people at just in terms of knowing the project. And he's our board chair. All right, Virginia?
I'm Virginia Zink. Recently moved to America, married Rob Zink here at Bridgewater. So he's one of the foundation donors. I've never been involved in charity work before. I've got a background in investment management. When I was in Australia, I was head of institutional sales for ING. So I guess I've got some business development, sales and marketing experience, plus being passionate about becoming more involved in the charity areas that we're wanting to sort of be donating money to. So it's not just a case of donating money, but also time and energy and input and skill base to see if there's anything that I might usefully be able to do. So I've had a great time just listening and learning a lot, and that's basically who I am.
And Virginia is, you know, to me is, like, is, you know, one of the biggest stakeholders in the project, one of the most passionate people about it. And, you know, people are on for different reasons, but we're, as far as the office is, like, I'm nominating her for vice president and treasurer of the board, which we have to, you know, we have to have these titles. And so, also, Virginia hasn't been formally elected to the board, so we should just, after we're done with the introductions, we should vote on that proposal to elect her and name her VP and treasurer, both of which positions are currently vacant. All right, Greg.
Okay, I'm Greg Jensen. I'm co-chief investment officer of Bridgewater, hired Holden once, watched him leave. passionate about markets and how money should be allocated, and so I'm drawn to both this project, and I think that also drawn just because I have a tremendous personal confidence in Holden and the things that he's capable of, and so I'm drawn to both of those things, and Ellie as well. And so that's why I'm here. I think it's a good idea, a good way to attack the problem of how to make charitable giving more efficient. And so I think it's a good question and a good problem, and I think that the people involved are extremely capable.
All right, that's Greg. And he's also, you know, well, I mean, yeah, I think Greg said what he had to say, and he doesn't have a position. All right, Lucy and Tim.
I'm Lucy Bernholz. I'm the president and founder of Blueprint Research and Design, a strategy consulting firm that works with philanthropic institutions and individuals. I also do an enormous amount of writing about philanthropy and the business of giving, and I think the goals of the CLEAR Fund are exactly what the industry needs and a big step toward making the philanthropic capital markets more rational.
Cool. Tim.
Tim Ogden, I'm the Chief Knowledge Officer at Geneva Global, an organization that advises significant capital holders giving to the international causes on best uses of their money. We are a for-profit, mission-driven organization, for-profit for many of the reasons that align here to make sure that all the behaviors and emphases are aligned correctly, mission-driven being to get more done. And particularly in the broader perspective of change in the industry. That's why why GiveWell caught my eye is along the lines of how we'd like to see the industry change. I am also a defined period member of the board because if all goes as well as it can be hoped, there's a possibility that GiveWell would come into competition with Geneva Global, and so obviously that would create some problems. So in the meantime, I am automatically recused from any discussions of business strategy and fundraising issues to make sure that there aren't any conflicts of interest issues there.
Okay.